Sick Talk with Dar and Norty. I'm Dar.
And I'm Norty. Well, a surprise outing in a fighter jet unnerved one defense company executive so much he accidentally ejected himself while flying over 500 kilometers, or that's 320 miles per hour, an investigation into the debacle in France is found. So, the French 64-year-old, I almost said 24-year-old, 64-year-old civilian got the most unwelcome ride of his life after the force of the takeoff made him float off his seat, causing him to stand up and involuntarily grab the ejection handle to steady himself.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. That's some National Lampoon bullshit right there. Like, oops.
So, an air accident investigators found a series of errors in the lead-up to the incident, including ignored medical warnings that the passenger should not undergo to the 3.7 G of force generated by the takeoff.
Yeah, he's 60-something.
And loose seat straps that allowed him to float up. He also lost his helmet while being ejected.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Didn't have that on enough.
The man had never expressed any desire to fly in a fighter jet and had no previous military aviation experience, investigators said. His heart was racing at between 120 and 145 beats per minute beforehand. The flight had been a gift from colleagues, and the man felt he couldn't refuse. They were trying to set you up, dude.
Yeah, they wanted him dead. And
no,
then he
please.
tried to help him out.
That's the French way of killing your boss. I was just like, no, please, like, do this.
Way to go, goose. Oh, shit.
So the air accident report published on the 6th of April found the man ejected himself when the two-seater Dassault Rafale B-Jet, let's just go with B-Jet, reached about 1,300 feet or 400 meters seconds after setting out from Saint-Dizier Air Base in northeastern France.
So it was just taking off.
Yeah.
And it was like the G-forces of taking off lifted homeboy out of the seat, and he got scared, and he grabbed onto the first lever he saw, and that just happened to be the ejection.
So his parachute.
Can you imagine being the pilot? Like, he was just flying, and the dude's like, whoa, whoa, boom. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. fuck.
Basically, it says his parachute deployed and he had a relatively soft landing in a nearby field, thankfully for that, avoiding serious injury before being taken to the hospital, because they always got to check up on that shit, especially if you're old. A malfunction prevented the pilot from being automatically ejected, too, and he was able to land the plane on the runway despite the involuntary departure of his passenger and the loss of the cockpit canopy. Judicial and defense investigations into the demonstration flight are continuing.
Oh, so
obviously.
Dude, the pilot's ejection seat didn't even fucking work. Well, that's a way to find out. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ. He's like, fuck, well, I guess I gotta land it. Fuck.
They're not gonna make a movie about that guy trying to land that plane, are they?
Top Gun. Top Gun number 3. fucking Tom Cruise is now an old man.
He was in the same flight school as Kobe's pilot, wasn't he?
Oh, shit.
Too soon?
He's going down. All right, well, this one's...
Sick Talk, he's going down.
He's going down or nice flying goose? All right, we'll figure it out. This is Sick Talk.